Little waves of energy cause a busy brain. Little waves of energy cause a busy brain. As I know how to conduct the little waves of energy working throughout my brain, then the secret of controlling everything, thoughts, ideas, or things, or whatever, are known to me. These little waves of energy are zipping through my mind, zipping through my brain every moment of my life. They are causing me to wonder what's going on. They're causing me to think about things and think about things that are of often no consequence. They cause me to think about things and worry about things and have anxiety about things. There are those hidden forms that are in my brain, in my thinking system. I worry about, am I going to be home in time for supper? Am I going to take care of my family properly? Am I going to live in a good house, in a good world? Am I going to do the things that are expected of me? Am I going to do the things that are not expected of me? Am I going to be the person that I want to be? Little waves of energy working throughout our brain are giving us a great tussle. They're perhaps the foundation for mental illness. They're the foundation for mental instability. They're the foundation for the lack of believing in yourself, for yourself, that your purpose here is to be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and be happy. Happiness is the greatest plight of every being in the universe. It's the choice that all of us make of where we want to go and what we want to have and who we want to be. We want to be happy. We want to think that the things we're doing are joyful and uplifting and beneficial. If we can really work on these little waves of energy that are toggling through our mind, these little waves of energy that are taking over our brain's equanimity and its peacefulness, the little waves of energy that want to give us a great tussle for our life, when we learn to take each one of these little waves of energy one at a time and take absolute control of them and let them know that we are the master. Let them know that we know the secret of controlling everything. And the secret of controlling everything is to take charge of these little waves of energy that are boggling through our mind every single moment of every single day. These little waves of energy are saying, come on, pay attention to me. Come on, I've got this important thing for you to look at. This is what you must do. This is how you must think. This is how you must act. This is how you must reveal yourself to yourself. And as I listen to these little waves of energy that are always there, they come out of a manufacturing plant that I have yet to put out of business. But these little waves of energy are going around, taking my attention, demanding my thought, telling me that I am less than wonderful, telling me that there is much to be done, telling me that the world is waiting for me to do my part, to be who I am and take my place in the scheme of things in the world. All that is going on in me. All that is going on in my world. All that's going on in my brain. And I call them little waves of energy. I read that somewhere the other day, and I thought, what a wonderful phrase, little waves of energy. Because you look at the ocean, and you see the waves large and dashing against the shore. You look at the ocean, and you see the solitude of the ocean. You see the peacefulness of the ocean. You see all the variety. And it's those little waves that make the ocean get out of balance. It's those little waves that turn into big waves and control the ocean. But the ocean can never be controlled because it is so broad and so great and so deep and so sound that what goes on the surface is just a little titillation of it. It's what goes on underneath. It goes what goes on beneath the little waves. This is what makes the difference for you and for me. What goes on beneath these little thoughts that are going through our mind and wanting to tell us what we're supposed to be doing? What are these thoughts that are going on? How are these thoughts being managed in my life? How are these thoughts being controlled in my world? How are these thoughts being done by me as what I am working on at all times? I hear thundering of tlip-tlip and knock-knock, and I think to myself, what can that be? And I look behind my television monitor, and there's this black cat, Genie, sitting on the file shelf and doing something, knocking something around, just wanting attention. She is always looking for attention. She's like those little waves of energy that are always looking for attention. They're always looking for us to do something about them, for us to take care of them, for us to manage them, for us to be with them and to take our mind away from the peace that we have, to take our mind away from the joy that we have, the love that we have known to be the secret of controlling everything. When we do that, we give up control of who we are. We don't have to give up control of who we are. We don't have to do that. But when we do that, we do that knowingly. We do that purposefully. We give up control purposely. We let the little waves of energy, the thoughts that are constantly begging for attention, take over our thought system, take over our brain. And as we do that, our brain is less and less coordinated on being on the thoughts that we really want to have them be on. We want them to be on the thoughts that say, all is in divine order in my world. All is in divine order in my world. All is in divine order in my world. And as my thoughts, my little waves of energy are saying, all is in divine order in my world. All is in divine order in my world. As I make my little waves of energy, my little waves of thought that are passing through my mind, tell me the things that are really important for me to know. As I do that, then all things work out in perfect harmony. All things work out in ideal form for me because I have taken over. I have taken control and I have made my decision as to what is most important for me to do. I have made my decision of what is most important for me to experience in my life. And when I make that decision of what is most important for me to experience in my life, then that is just what I experience. That is just what I know, and that is just what I am. I make the choice. As I know how to conduct the little waves of energy working through my mind, through my brain, then the secret of controlling everything is known to me. And the secret of controlling everything is when I take control and say, I am that I am. All is in divine order. I like me. All is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order. The more I realize, the more I affirm, the more I am aware of this, the more I take control and I learn how to conduct the little waves of energy working through my brain and empower them to do the work I want them to do, then everything functions perfectly for me. I have learned the secret of being myself and having fun. I have learned the secret of living my life so completely, so wonderfully, so fully, that everything that I desire to be fulfilled in my life is fulfilled. And it is fulfilled now, joyfully, fantastically, wonderfully. It's fulfilled now because that's who I am. That's what I am. And that's why I am what I am. I make my choice. I decide how I'm going to walk my spiritual path. And I walk my spiritual path with the perfection that only a thoughtful mind can have, the perfection of knowing I know how to conduct the little waves of energy that sprinkle through my mind with thoughts and dreams and ideas every moment. And I just let them go and say, all is in divine order. I do not have to take care of you. I do not have to worry about you. All is in divine order. I know how to conduct the little waves of energy working through my brain, and I do it. How about you? Do you do it too? I know you do. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you.